and running we do. My name is Chris Uzinski. This is Running Flat Radio Re-envisioned. It's been a long time. To all the people who subscribe to the show, the people who keep following the show, the people who still download a show that's over 3 years old, that in the tune of 500 to 600 people a week still download those shows, thank you. It moves me. It really does. Thank you very much. I've been away for a very long time, and I owe you an explanation why. I owe you a whole lot, the people who follow the show and the people who run with Running Flat. COVID's really, really been a tough year, as you can all really imagine, with no public events, and we've just been totally driven towards driving large scale endurance events between Detroit and Montreal for a number of years, and this has really been painful the last year. So thank you for your support in all that time. So let me step back a bit. The reason why I left Bell Media back in, whenever that was, 2018, was for a whole host of reasons. I self-produce the show, right? I call the contacts. I do the research, everything I do myself. The biggest problem was when I would show up at Bell Media, there was no high-speed internet, no Wi-Fi. No kidding. They had no communication except for telephone lines. That was all we could use to do interviews. And in today's day and age, it was just, I couldn't take it anymore. I really couldn't. I couldn't schedule an interview with someone in Australia or England and try to do it effectively over the phone. I wanted to bring them in. I wanted to Skype them. I wanted some broadcast quality to it. And it couldn't be done. So even with one of the largest internet T1 lines going across the front of the building, because it was owned by Bell, and Bell's trunk goes right in front of the building that goes up the 401, they wouldn't tap into it. They wouldn't do high speed. There was no Wi-Fi in the building, believe it or not. So I just said, wow, this is really tying my hands. And it was really tough to get production time as well. Even during the week to do an interview, to kind of schedule a person, because we were Tuesday nights from 7 to 8. And if you couldn't do that 7 to 8, it was really tough. A great example is my old friend Dave McGilvery, who's been on the show many times, the race director of Boston. Usually on a Tuesday at 7 o'clock, he's in a committee meeting of some sort with one of the towns that he's running through. So it makes it almost impossible to be able to talk to Dave about, you know, current events happening at Boston. Anyway, putting all that aside, I went through 8 board ops in 1 year of people who've never heard of the show trying to produce it. I just said, you know what, guys, I have to reconsider what I'm doing here, and I'm done. So I built this studio. It sits in my home, and I built the studio 3 years ago, and I've been outfitting it, and I finally went fully digital on it this year. I've been trying to do it all last year, but really just trying to wrap my head around what was going on in the last year. So that's the reason why we're no longer with Bell, why we're no longer on the air, but we still live everywhere else in audio. Spotify picked it up about a little over a year ago, I guess. We didn't put it on Spotify. Somehow it got there, and it's just kind of exploding. So Running Flat Radio was kind of set up to be really all about stories about running, getting into running, why you run, how you run, everything that revolves around it. Because I've always believed this right from day one of the show, that every runner has a story. Every runner has an emotion to feel, to share with us about how they got into it, why they got into it, and the enthusiasm that continually keeps them in the sport as well. I gave up on running myself, you know, through, you know, pretty serious depression and everything else that's gone on. It's been a really tough year, but I'm back to running, 3Ks, 4Ks, 5Ks. I'm back to running with my running partner, who's really well now, Ross. So we intend on, you know, basically kind of taking over the world this summer and, you know, maybe losing some extra COVID weight. Whatever the excuse is, it's time to get back into it and get back out there. because it's important to be healthy. It's important to be healthy, not just to yourself, but the other ones around you, that your loved ones, to make sure that you're there for a long time. So I've kind of said my piece about that. About a year ago, I was on Facebook and I wrote a bit of a diatribe about where we see everything happening over the next year or two. I wrote it just after we had closed the borders in North America. We had suspended all classes and kind of live education. For those who don't know, I do teach at a college called St. Clair College. I teach in the Sports Recreation Management Department. I am a professor there. I teach sports tourism, and I also teach human resources from a sports rec management perspective. I've done that for a number of years and really love it. I love talking to my students. They're usually second-year students in the sports rec management program, and they're just awesome, awesome kids. So what was really important was I kind of did this diatribe about where we were at, specifically with running events, because I get 4 or 5 calls a week from charity races around North America, especially Canada, saying, hey, what's going on? What's going to happen this year? Like, should I order medals? Should I not order medals? And I'm like, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is don't do anything, because nothing's going to happen. It's going to be a really, really tough year or two for the industry, and it's all going to come to a grinding halt. And it's disingenuous to be out there trying to market events that aren't going to happen. And I got a lot of grief from the industry about that. I got a lot of grief from other race directors and people who put on large scale events because I was Mr. Doom and Gloom and how dare I and blah, 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 blah. I really don't give a shit. I got to tell you. The reality is there is nothing you can do until the science agrees with also the mental factors and of what's happening with the citizens. So as you know, COVID cases go down and immunizations are going up and we're beating this thing, you'll start seeing the loosening of the numbers going forward. And that was basically all that kind of that diatribe said on Facebook, was that it's about the science and it's about agreeing with the science that allows us to do it. Because we're so irrelevant in the real world. Let's be honest. You know, producing races, producing, you know, fun events that we do, we're the last things in the world to come back. And I get that. I understand that. Because we're entertainment. We're physical entertainment is the way I've always kind of looked at running events. So as long as people understand that, we'll get through this. And we'll get through this together. So I updated that, by the way, that little diatribe. A year later, I have a new one out that I've put out. And it basically kind of talks about the state of where we go from here. Because in my last statement, I said nothing's going to happen until mid to end 2021. And turns out that that's kind of where we're kind of headed right now. So putting that aside, where we are today, even though there are some additional clampdowns happening around the Easter weekend and going forward, things will, by the middle of summer, start to open up for races and running. And this is the year, and I'm going to repeat this 3 or 4 times until the charities start to get this. This is the year that charities win. This is the year that charities and small races and small community races and small community events win, because they will be it. There won't be races with 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 or 30,000 people this year. And if you're planning one for 3 months from now, it's totally disingenuous. It's not going to happen. What it will happen is those community races in the parks, in the trail systems, out in the fields, those guys are going to clean up, and they're going to clean up big. I know of races last year that went off with fewer than 100 people where the charity cleared more than $100,000 for that event, because people are desperate to support. Lots of people are working. Lots of people are starving. It kind of is that either or, right? I mean, look at our industry. Our industry is zero. we're on life support as an industry. Same with professional guitarists, professional musicians, stage hands. You know, I've got a good friend of mine who's a stage hand, stage manager up at Stratford. I mean, this is reality. There's feast or famine. And the folks who are feasting do want to spend their money, want to support charities, want to be able to do stuff. So I really, really welcome small charities to kind of get their proverbial shit together and go out there and start working with their municipalities and start permitting small races, you know, 50, 100, 150, whatever you can kind of get away with. Start working on those, because when they open up, you will be it. And when you open up, it's critically important that you go out and do a number of things. One, be the best you can absolutely be, because you represent us who are out here. You represent the entire industry. So make sure that when you say it's a 5K, that it's really 5K, not a 4 and not a 6. Make sure that you're out there giving out a quality medal, giving out a quality shirt, having great food or drink at the end. Make sure that you're also at the same time have a focus on safety and runner safety and participant and volunteer safety. Make sure that, you know, there is social distancing. Make sure it's a timed event. Make sure you're on time and you're not going to start it late. And do all the things that are proper and need to be done, because you represent all of us who are struggling in the industry. So congratulations, go out there, make a ton of cash, and make us proud. So small charity events are where it's at this year. Next year in 2022, sure, you will see major events coming back. You will see us all coming back in strides, right? All the big majors should be back online. You know, we're all going to be fighting that issue where if we're doing a live event, there may be a breakout locally that may suspend us. And so we're always going to be worrying about that as we come to the start date and race time. You know, will we have issues with the local health department, you know, on and on and on, but it'll be manageable. It'll be under control and everything's going to kind of go back to normal probably after this summer. But be patient, be vigilant, and really respect the rules of what's happening. Having said that, Running Flat had to postpone the Pete and Allen Winery Half Marathon again for the second time. So the Pete and Allen Winery Half Marathon, which some of you may not know, is super, super popular. It's only like 440 people. That's it. 440 people is over 1,000 people on that island, making it the largest event on Pelee Island, which is a small island in the middle of Lake Erie that's owned by, it's the most southern Canadian landmass. It's right in the middle of Lake Erie. And these runners, participants, come from all over the world to this little island at the very beginning of their tourist season and just give it this massive infusion of tourist dollars and fun. And the island responds with, you know, just generosity and greatness. And it's a wonderful place to have a race. It's environmentally significant. It has organic farms. It's a wonderful place to run. We run like, kind of like 7/8 around the island and into this beautiful winery is where it finishes, with this massive winery luncheon. And it's an event of legend. It really is. This event sells out in August every year for the following year within one day. It's legendary. Everyone's always asking to be on the cancellation list and stuff like that. There isn't one. If you want more information, go to the Pelee Allen Winery Facebook page, and you can actually talk to participants and find out more about it. But we've taken that race and we've postponed it to June of 2022 for a lot of reasons. One, the borders aren't going to be open by June 4th. Not a chance. And number two, the biggest problem that we're faced with is that Transport Canada, who are the regulatory body that overlook all the boats that and ferries that come into the island, won't allow more than 100 people on a big boat. And when you're moving 1,000 people on and off an island in one weekend, not going to happen. So we had to make the tough decision. And, you know, we love you guys for supporting us and hanging in there. We're going to next year on that. The other big news for racing is that we're doing this year is our Canada Day race. And, you know, our Canada Day race is open at Race Roster. You can just go to runningflat.com. At runningflat.com, you'll see the big Canada Day tile. And when you get there, you'll be able to go right to the registration page. It is 100% virtual, and I'll tell you why for a lot of reasons. One is by July 1st, we may see a border opening. It's probably going to be a little bit later in July. The other thing that we're fighting is we don't know what the numbers are going to be like in July. So instead of complicating things, and we would just prefer just to do this virtually this year. One of the big things that happened in 2020 was people were saying, well, why don't you make Canada Day virtual? Well, around this time was the time we canceled Canada Day. And the reason for it really specifically was the logistics and transportation. We saw massive backlogs of packages coming into the country, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks delay. And at the same time, we also saw horrible delays regionally. Like, for instance, in Windsor, Ontario, there was a huge backlog of product in a UPS, right? They had like 70 plus trailers. They were 5, 6 weeks behind in making deliveries just because of the onslaught of online shopping and deliveries had really caught them off guard. Canada Post had a similar issue in Toronto. Every one of the carriers had their own regional issues somewhere. And we just kind of looked at each other and went, you know what? We don't even know if we can get this stuff in the country, never mind getting it out of the country. We're best just, and it's for July 1st. It's not like you can move Canada Day around. Let's just say forget it. And that's what we did last year. So this year, we're confident that we can get the mailings out. We're confident we can get everything smoothly transitioned. And it is for July 1st. And we decided, because I guess we can, we were going to award this year's Great Canadian Medal to nurses. And so we have a stethoscope on our Great Canadian Medal, you know, and, you know, other people who are featured on this medal, Gordon Downey, you know, other great Canadians, Commander Chris Hadfield. And we just thought that, you know, it's been such a tenuous year for everybody, but, you know, we sure as hell couldn't have done it without the nurses and the doctors and the healthcare professionals and everybody out there who's really supported all of us through this. But we thought nurses were ones that really needed the pat on the back. So there are great Canadians, and there are the award winners of the Great Canadian Medals. So we hope that lots of nurses and hospitals get involved this year for the Canada Day race. There is no virtual kids race. There is no virtual, because people have been asking, you know, what about the 500 and the 1K? Because it's the largest regional kids race in Southern Ontario. No, we won't be doing it. But it's just a straight 5K. And we are developing with our friends at Race Roster some interesting technology for you to kind of run along with us that day on Canada Day. And we're going to give you guys some really interesting programming, and some really famous Canadians are going to be doing the announcing, and, you know, lots of music. And you know, so it'll be GPS driven. So every time you hit a mile marker, we'll be jumping in and talking to you. There's, you know, some comedy skits. There's all kinds of stuff. But we're trying our best to make it as Canadiana as possible. And I know nothing replaces running along a historical course like our existing course here in Amherstburg, Ontario, but it's not going to happen. But I really do appreciate your support in making the virtual happen, and along with your family and friends. And you know, we still have the same discount, $5 off for every person. You know, once you register for, it goes all the way back to the first person and doing all that with you. So anyway, I've said my piece. I've marketed the stuff that's going on right now. You know, buy now, buy often. You know, even our dog leashes. You know, if you go back on runningflat.com, you can also have a link to our LED dog leashes. So, you know, I kind of told a couple folks that I was going to go back on the air and I was going to be able to do this show again. And would you not believe it, our good friend Dean Karnazes, Dino, wants to come back on. He's got a brand new book coming out at the end of April. You know, our good friend Steve Fleck, who's the announcer for Iron Man, who is going to join us, believe it or not, next week, next Wednesday, we're going to do a show. And we're going to talk specifically about where is triathlon at and where do we go from here? I mean, we've pretty much hit rock bottom right now, and we're going to be talking about a lot of the psychological factors that go on with where we're going to go as an industry, and you know, a lot of it is some of the stuff that the gyms are fighting, right? You know, when the gyms reopened, not a lot of people came back, so that had a lot to do with being summer and being warm out, you know, but the reality too is there's a lot of fear of people coming back to large events and working out and stuff like that. So those are all questions that we're going to work out over the next number of months on the show. We're going to talk to a number of people who are obviously the best in the world at what they do, which is running, with the Olympics coming up. And we're also going to have some fun in the meantime too. So you know what, I just want to say really from the heart, thank you for your support over all these years and all these months. And the well wishes, and I'd like to tell you that the show is going to come out weekly. I'm not sure of that. It depends on schedule and availability, but I sure would like to come back weekly and talk to you and be in your ear as you're running, like we always were for all those years. So thanks a lot, guys. And most of all, keep running. Hold an open door.